From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Hurricane Jeanne is gathering speed and force as it makes its way toward the Florida coast. A warning is in effect from south of Miami to the Georgia border. 2 million people have been told to evacuate. NPR's Christopher Joyce is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami and joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Jennifer.
So where is Jeanne now, and when is it expected to make landfall?
Well, the meteorologists here just gave us a briefing, and they've updated their predictions a little bit. It's about 100 miles, maybe 105 miles east of Florida. It's moving about 12 to 14 miles an hour westward. The winds are at hurricane category 3 level of about 115 miles an hour and gusting up above that, and they expect it to make landfall now about midnight tonight.
And what's the best prediction on where it will land?
They think it could be Vero Beach, which is about 50 or 60 miles north of Palm Beach. It's unfortunately the same area where Hurricane Frances hit about 3 weeks ago.
How forceful is Jeanne expected to be compared to the past three hurricanes that Florida's seen in recent weeks?
It is a serious hurricane of Category 3, which makes it about equivalent to Ivan, which hit the western panhandle. That was the last hurricane to hit Florida this season, a little stronger than Frances, which was number two, but wind speeds up to 115, and hurricane force winds probably to 100 miles inland. So it will hit more than just the coast, but also affect inland.
NPR's Christopher Joyce at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thank you.
You're welcome.